A change in lifestyle, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Ted Fry, who owns Raptor Archery in Hood River, Oregon, is a very interesting guy. He calls himself a traditional or primitive bow hunter, and that's what he sells. No crossbows, compound bows, anything like that. And when he hunts, he makes his own bows, arrows, arrowheads, the whole nine yards. He told me an interesting story that made him think hard.
Really what led me to it was a friend of mine died a couple of years ago, and his girlfriend contacted me and asked me to help get rid of his estate of archery equipment. And I knew this guy for 20 years, and I didn't realize that he had a problem. The guy had 722 bows when he died.
My gracious. Were they all longbows?
All longbows and recurve. Very rare collectibles, and some were just generic. He had one whole wall of just broken bows, and we just threw those in a dumpster. It wasn't even going to mess with them, but yeah, they were all over the place. The guy had a problem. He just couldn't stop buying bows. We sold them all, but it was like running a year and a half garage sale, and it made it a little easier for me because my collection's nowhere near that, so I think it kind of eased off on me a little with my wife wondering why I have so many bows. You know, my personal collection is more like 100 bows, but they're all bows you wouldn't even shoot. They're bows from the turn of the century and stuff. I spent a month in New Zealand last year just hiking around in the mountains on the South Island, and it really just concreted that I want to get out while I still can.
A decision many of us should think about. This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.